That's a turnip green, now that white top. Now, white bottom, I don't plant that at all because I don't like it and my wife don't like it. Mm-hmm. You see, it has a different taste to it. Some people like that, it has a bitterish taste to it. But we planted what we call the purple top. Well, that's one grade, and then there's another one that is not the purple top, but they all are turnip greens.
Yeah. What do you call the green stuff that you use in salads?
In salad, well, the only green stuff I know use in that is looking at the thing, you can't call it now. Plants it every year, too. What you put in the pickle?
I don't know.
I'll tell you in just a minute. Now look. I don't know why I'm that away, but so many people are finding the same way.
Are you talking about the kind of thing that grows in a ball?
No, they don't grow in a
ball.
They grow that long if you let them stay there and that big, but when they get hard like that, they're no good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's, cucumber. Cucumber, that's right. That's what it is. Cucumber.
What about the kind of leafy stuff that you put in a salad? Leafy green stuff.
Now, that in the salad, now she used them. I can't think of what that is. I don't know why I'm getting that away, but I reckon the time has come, and lots of people. But the leaf stuff now. She used, I don't know whether she don't put no celery in it. I don't know whether it's celery or lettuce she puts in the salad.
If you're going to get lettuce, go out and get 3 what of lettuce. If you're going to buy some lettuce or pick some lettuce, you get 3 what of lettuce.
Oh, maybe I want one or maybe 2 because you see they grow in a bunch, mostly like cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what do you call that bunch when you get it?
A bunch. Well, I wouldn't know what to call it. One bunch would all I would call it. Because I wouldn't know exactly what you would call that. No more than a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you had 2 boys and 3 girls, you'd say you got 5 what children?
How did you say that?
If you got 2 boys and 3 girls, you have 5.
5 children. Yeah.
Would you ever, you said something about so many head of horses, would you ever say you had 5 head of children?
Say of what?
You had 5 head of children?
Yeah. Now I got 7
mm-hmm.
that's living. Of course there were 10 in all, 3 died. One got drowned and one took the yellow janitors and one got hold of potash.
Hmm.
So there's 7 living.
If you're talking about somebody that had, say, 7 boys and 7 girls, you'd say he had
a bunch of children.
A bunch of children?
Yeah.
Would you ever say a passel?
What?
Would you ever say a passel of children?
No. I mostly would say a bunch.
And would you use passel for anything else?
Oh, a lot of children, either one. Mm-hmm. I believe would come to the same thing, because you say 2 is a couple and 3 is a crowd.
Mm-hmm. See, what do you call the outside on the ear of corn?
The outside, the grain.
And the leaves on the outside.
Oh,
of that.
The shuck.
And what about the stringy stuff that's on the ear of corn?
The green stuff?
The stringy stuff.
The
stuff like it's like strings.
That stringy thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those things, well, all that come from the tassel. You see, they have that, they call it the silk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the silk of the corn.
So
they'll put that out first, the silk. Well, that thing is little fine strips of thing, like thread almost. You see, well, that'll run all the way up and down between the grain of the corn.
Mm-hmm.
You call that the silk.
And on top of the corn stalk, you call that?
The tassel.
The tassel.
Yeah.
And